Murray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
That's him, all right.
That's who, all right?
Mr. Douglas?
Yes?
I was about to knock on your door. I've been asking questions around town, and I heard that you had a dog like this.
Uh-huh. Look, if you're trying to work your way through somewhere, we have all the magazines we need.
Oh, no, but I'm Jack Keeler. I'm with Gordon Bernard Productions in Hollywood. We make movies.
Oh? How are you, Mr. Keeler?
Have you read the book Moondog?
No, I haven't read it. I guess it's a very popular book, though.
That's right, and we're going to make a movie out of it. It's our biggest production of the year. Now, Mr. Douglas, we've been going crazy looking for a dog that fits the illustrations in this book. And I think I've found him.
Hey, he looks just like Tramp, doesn't he? I mean, Tramp looks just like him, huh?
That's right. And this part could make your dog a star.
Tramp? A movie star? I don't even know if he can act.
And Mr. Keeler says they'll pay all expenses for one of us to take Tramp to Hollywood. Round trip, jet, first class.
Come on, Champ. Let's go up and get back.
Boy, Dad, when do I leave?
Now, just a minute. Let's talk this over and decide who's going to take him.
Well, you should take him, Dad.
No, I can't go, Mike.
Well, you're the head of the family, and after all, you pay for the dog food.
Yeah, I know, but I just have too much work to do around here.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's take this from the top. Let's try to be objective about it. First of all, the one who should go to Hollywood with Tramp should be someone who's able to speak their language. Someone who's hip to showbiz.
Such as?
Such as me. Look at all my credits.
Here comes Amateur Night in Dixie again.
Well, for instance, I was Cyrano de Bergerac at summer camp. And I was Scrooge and a Christmas Carol for two nights at Bryan High. And I directed the spring pageant. And I was prop man for Romeo and Juliet, besides being Romeo's understudy.
And you were third buttercup in the end, the time the third grade put on Little Bo Peep.
Rob, I don't think your vast experience in the theater is too important. You see, the book is about a dog, and they want to make a screen test of Tramp.
Yeah, and Tramp won't go any place without me. Huh. We sleep together.
Well, Chipper, I think you're maybe a little young to make the trip. How about you, Bub?
All right, I'll do it. There's nobody else around here knows anything about show business. And I don't mean playing Scrooge at Bryan High. You don't know a soft shoe from a roller skate.
Well, then it's all settled. I'll call Mr. Keeler and find out when you and Tramp have to leave.
Well, now, wait a minute, Dad. Our school looks on travel as broadening a guy's horizon. I can make a special report on the trip to Hollywood and get a little extra credit.
Rob, they're only paying expenses for one.
Yeah, but that's first class, Dad. For the same dough, Bob and I could go by train, if we sit up a couple of nights.
Yeah, and three of us can go by bus and take plenty of sandwiches.
And Trump can fly in a cargo plane.
Well, maybe you've got a point there. Bob, it's up to you.
Oh, come on, Bob, I won't horse around or anything, honest.
Yeah, and I'll feed him every night and take him for a walk.
Well, who's going to feed and walk you?
Hey, Rob, he didn't say no.
Here I come. I guess it wouldn't hurt to take my makeup kit just in case.
Well, I'm going to get ready right now.
Fellas.
Yeah, Dad?
If the three of you do go to Hollywood, don't forget to take Tramp.
Oh. Yeah, come on, Tramp, let's go.
Down. Oh. Behave yourself.
Boy, now what Indian around here?
Oh, stop talking like a yokel.
What can I do for you, sir?
The dog is Tramp Douglas, the star of your new picture, Moondog.
Oh, Moondog, the interview's on stage 11. You go through this gate and to your left.
Here's Thank you pass. Very much. Thank you.
Good, you're here. How are you, Mr. O'Keefe?
Hi, Mr. Keeler.
Good to see you. How are you, fellas?
Glad to see you.
Did you have a good trip, huh?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Say, I think Mr. Bernard's just about ready for you.
Well, that's fine.
Now, we may have to make a compromise on what our dog looks like. You'll be hearing from us. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
Have you found my co-star yet?
No, not yet, but we're still looking.
Okay, Tramp, you're on. Come on, kid, let's go.
Mr. Keeler? Who is that pretty girl?
Well, that's Joanne Grant. She's under contract here. She's very promising.
Yeah, she sure is.
Mr. Bernard, this is Tramp. This is Mr. O'Casey, and these are the Douglas boys.
Hello, how do you do?
Hi. Hello, fellas. This is Joanne Grant.
Hi.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi.
Yeah.
Tramp certainly looks right, doesn't he?
Amazing, isn't it, Bernie? He looks just like the dog in the book.
I'll get him up in the part, Mr. Bernard. I've been in show business myself.
Does he obey hand signals, play dead, things like that?
He plays dead when you don't ask him to, even.
He's a one-take dog. It runs in the family. He's terrific.
Fuck him.
We'll be ready for him in about a half hour or so. Hey, fellas, we're going to test this dog so you can line up.
Well, we got time for a sandwich over the commissary. How about it, guys, huh?
Okay.
How about you, Miss Grant?
How about me what?
Well, we could cut on over to the commissary and get fueled up.
Well, I'd love to.
Wise guy, now you have to pay for two hamburgers.
Yeah, maybe you better take Cramp out for a walk. Keep him warmed up.
I think he's already warmed up.
Come on, get going. Say, Mr. Bernard, I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Oh, sure. You want to sit over here?
Yes, please. Thanks.
Just make yourself comfortable, Mr. O'Casey.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Well, now, Mr. Bernard, just exactly what kind of a part is this?
Well, here's a screenplay.
Oh, the screenplay. Feels all right. Does the part run all through the story?
Oh, yes, he'll co-star.
Of course, I'll sit in with the writers because we want Tramp to come off real sympathetic in this case.
Well, of course. We have a coyote who plays the heavy.
Coyote? Well, he won't like that. Now, I don't want to appear to be a stage mother, but what about Tramp's dressing room?
Well, you have a very nice doghouse.
Doghouse? Tramp is a family dog, you know, and he sleeps right in bed with the boy.
Okay, we'll get him a boy's bed. Air conditioning?
Oh, no. We don't want to appear grabby.
I really mean it. I'm actually jealous of Tramp. Boy, what a break playing opposite you. It'd sure be fun.
Fun? Well, I don't know. Movie business is just the same as any other business. It takes a lot of preparation, training, and experience.
You know, I heard Lana Turner was sitting at a soda fountain when whammy.
Maybe she was just the right girl at the right place at the right time.
Well, I'm in the right place. I'm in the middle of a big studio. And maybe this is my right time. And I'm sure with the right girl.
Hey, walk me to my car. I've got a ballet class.
All right.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to check on some special effects.
Mr. Bernard, wouldn't this be a good time to make some stills of Robbie and Tramp?
Robbie?
My grandson. The lad reeks of talent.
If it's all right with you, today is just for dogs.
Yes, I know, but you should have seen him in Cyrano. He was great. He'd have broken your heart.
Sure, he was wonderful. Thanks. If anything comes up, I'll be sure and call.
Boy, this is the way to live. I'm going to take a little theater and ballet, too.
Yeah, pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm strictly on a budget. This is my car. Bye, Robbie.
Bye.
Thanks for the hamburger.
All right.
Hey, Rob, guess what? I got a job in the movies.
Uh-huh. And I'm directing a war picture over on stage 15.
No kidding. There's Johnny Van Buren. And I'm going to be a stand-in. That means they turn on all the hot lights on me so he doesn't get all slopped up from sweating.
Yeah. You are Johnny Van Buren. I'm Chip's brother, Robbie. I'm in showbiz, too.
You are? I'm just in the movies.
How long have you been around the business?
About 10 years.
He started when he was nothing but a baby.
Well, you sure have a lot of experience for a kid your age.
Guess so. Quitting after my next picture.
Quitting?
Yeah, my mom wants me to have a normal childhood, whatever that is.
Hey, fellas, Mr. Bernard's ready for you.
You take him, Rob. I gotta hang around so John needs me to stand in.
All right. Trent, we're on.
You
bet. You know, he was even on the same bill with Swain's Cats and Rats. Only he told me one time that Taylor's dogs ate half of Swain's act.
I'm sure his vaudeville background is going to be invaluable to us.
Yeah.
Look, let's see what we can get with Tramp now.
Uh-huh.
I'd like him to come walk right toward the camp. That way we can get a big close shot of him, all right?
Fine.
Okay, Jimmy.
All right. Ready? Come on, Tramp. Turn. Turn, Tramp. Good boy. Sit down. Atta boy. Stay now. Stay.
And roll. Action.
All right, Tramp. Here we go, boy. Come on, boy. Right up to the camera, boy. Here we... Tramp. Here we go, boy. Here we go. And right up to the... Here
we... Well, that gives us a great shot of him lying down.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get him up on his feet, huh?
Here we go, Tramp. And up. Come on.
Mr. O'Casey, could you work the dog for us, please?
Well, of course I will. I'll be glad to. Yeah. All right, Tramp, get up. Come on, up. Up. Come on, Tramp, the show's got to go on. Come on, get up. What's the matter with you, you overstuffed bale of hay? We didn't come all the way to Hollywood just to see you lie there on the floor. Now, come on, up, up. Get up, will you? There you are now. He'll be all right now. He likes to think things over before he does anything.
Why'd you be my stand-in all the time? You can live at our house.
Mom. I haven't finished school yet.
We go to school here right on the lot.
Yeah, but I don't like being a stand-in.
I could get you a job as a real actor in one of my pictures.
I just want to go home.
Up, Tramp.
Never mind. Cut.
Look, we'll try something easier. There's a scene in the hit where the boy falls asleep in the space capsule. A fire breaks out in the fuel compartment, and a dog sees the smoke. His first thought is his master's safety. So he barks madly. Now, do you think Tramp can bark madly?
Well, he barked madly. Why, that's his number one trick.
Okay, roll it.
Come on, Tramp. Tramp. Bark. Tramp. Bark madly. Come on, Tramp. Come on. Yelp your fool head off for me, will you? Bark. Come on, Tramp. Like I was falling asleep. Bark for me, Tramp. Bark it. Bark for me. When he sees the smoke. He always barks when he sees smoke. Tramp. Bark, will you?
Dave, hit the smoke.
He always barks when he sees smoke and fire. He'll probably put it out for you.
Dave, hit the smoke, Dave.
Tramp. Bark. Tramp. Bark. He's having trouble with our fireplace. He's getting so he loves smoke.
Kill the smoke, babe.
Bark for me, will you?
Cut.
Bernard, I think I can get Tramp to do it for me.
Here's the boy I was telling you about, Mr. Bernard. Enormous talent. Very witty. Robin Douglas.
Robin?
For pictures.
Anything to get a few feet of film on this dog.
All right. How about some makeup?
No, he looks fine.
No, I mean for me. What? No!
Come on, you look great.
Well, I can study a few lines in the script. You know, the boy's part. I'm a quick study. It'll only take a minute, Mr. Bernard.
All I want to do is to get a couple of shots of your dog before nightfall.
What? You got a full headshot or a profile?
Well, a little to be... I don't care anything.
All right, cut. Roll him.
Come on, Robbie. Turn him around.
Great, good, cut. Friends, good. How'd I do, Mr. Bernard?
Oh, fine. You said something nobody else was able to accomplish.
No kidding.
You got Tramp on his feet.
I was wondering how'd I do myself.
Oh, great. Good. Listen, I want to see what the dog will do with certain sounds, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a scene in the picture where the boy and the dog are lost in a storm on the moon.
Storm? On the moon? Oh, yeah. We'd like that. Great. All right.
All right, good. All right, hit the storm.
Can we have a look at this stuff before making a deal?
What? My grandfather means the daily.
Yes.
Oh, you can come around tomorrow about noon to the projection room. We'll take a look.
I think Sam's taking a liking to you. Hey, you guys, it's Dad calling.
Wow.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Rob. Well, how's everything going out there in California?
Oh, just great. How are all you non-pros doing back there?
Well, tell me, how did the screen test go?
Fabulous. Say, Dad, I might be staying on for the picture. They've got a school on the set and everything.
Oh, now, Rob, cut out the daydreaming, will you? We're on long distance, you know.
I'm not dreaming, Dad. I made a test today. Gordon Bernard's my director.
Hey, Dad, guess what? I'm in the movies, too. A Johnny Van Buren picture.
Yeah, but he's just a stand-in.
Rob, let me talk to Bub, will you?
Okay, hang on. Hey, Bub?
Hello, Steve.
Bub, what is all this about Robbie and Chip being in the movies?
You're speaking to their agent. Next time you see them, we'll probably be on a personal appearance tour. That is, if we can play a spot as small as Bryant Park. Something wrong?
Well, no, I was just wondering, whatever happened to Tramp?
There's only two rows of seats.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi, Joanna.
Hi,
Robbie. Oh, I heard they're running your test today, so I came over. Oh, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, heck no. Maybe your pal Rocky Green isn't a cinch after all.
It's amazing. Some people try for years to get film on them, and you made it in one day.
Yeah, how about that?
Hi, Joanne. Hi, boys.
Hi, Mr. Bernard.
Hello, Sir Casey.
Hi, Bernie.
Whenever you're ready. The real Mark Tramp Douglas.
Bark. Bark badly for me. Come on, up there. Bark. Bark badly for me. Come on, bark. Bark. Yell your fool head off for me, will you? Come on, Tramp. Bark. Like I was taking a nap. Tramp, listen to me.
Hit the storm.
Hi, Bobby. Attaboy.
Come on.
going to sign the contract.
Well, I'll let you know, Mr. O'Casey. I've got a few more dogs to test. Thank you, Tramp. You're a very nice dog. And thank you, Mr. O'Casey. You're most patient.
Thank you. You can check with me about the dog and the kids. We'll dicker on the price.
Sure. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, too, Robbie.
Bernard?
Yes.
I don't think I came off very well.
No. Actually, you've got the dog to do quite a bit.
I don't suppose you have any parts open or anything.
No, I think we're all locked up. But I'll tell you, if we run into something, well, I'll send for you.
Thank you. I guess I was a big nothing.
Well, you couldn't tell from one test.
You know, I really wanted to stick around in Hollywood after I met you.
Well, how sweet of you, Robbie. I wish it would have happened that way.
If I write, I don't suppose you would get the letter, would you?
Well, of course. I'll even answer it.
You would? Well, I thought it would get mixed up with all of your other fan mail and you wouldn't see it.
Oh, I don't get that much fan mail. You write and I'll answer it right away. Gosh, I've got a singing lesson. Well, goodbye, Robbie.
Hollywood. Paid to the order of Chip Douglas, $19.36.
$19.36? Boy. For services to stand in for Johnny Van Buren. One day.
Wow. I'll have to write Johnny and thank him.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a letter, too.
Oh, thank you. Hey, it's from Gordon Bernard Productions.
Oh, maybe Trump got the part.
Yeah, it's about time we heard from them. It's from Mr. Keeler. It says, Dear Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry to inform you that for box office reasons, Mr. Bernard has decided to use a name. The part in Moondog will be played by Nunu, who, as you know, is an established star.
Nunu? That's a black Pekingese.
And besides, he's a girl.
How do you like that? I'll bet the picture will be nothing like the book.
That's showbiz. You know, one day you're a star, the next day you're writing to it. Hey, Rob, I thought you were up for a picture. Oh, heck no. You know, all the wardrobe and makeup and getting up early and beautiful girls. Yeah, beautiful girl.
Oh, well, poor tramp.
Well, it's all for the best, I guess. There's nothing worse than a stuck-up mutt.
Good night, Mike.
Good night, Mike.
Good night, Rob.
Night. Hey, Dad. Mike? Look at this.
My goodness. Tramp, the famous movie dog, slept here.
Oh, Tramp would mind if I slept here, too.